Hello, and welcome to another episode of Real Life After 70. My name is Mike Reynolds, and I'm your host here today. Oh boy, I tell you, real life after 70, it is forever a challenge. Just getting up in the morning sometimes. But one of the bigger challenges I'm finding right now is the state of our country right at this moment. I'm almost three quarters of a century old, and the stuff that has changed, and especially in recent years, from inflationary things and the price of food, housing, health care. Oh God, that's a topic all its own for sure. I tell you, and now that I'm in this senior category, I'm finding, and I talk to a lot of seniors because I can relate to them and us, I guess. I mean, it's not a them and me, it's them and you, or me, it's all of us. And even the ones out there that are not seniors yet, if you live long enough, you're going to be. And when you get there, you're going to be surprised, I think, at how you maybe envision your senior golden years. But anyway, this episode is definitely a call to action. It's a call to action for our seniors. And there's about 50 million plus or minus of us here in this country. And we just had an election a little while ago, and I'm pretty well disappointed in the results of that election. But one of the bigger disappointments of it is the fact that about 50%, or probably about 100 million people, did not even bother to vote. And as a result, we have a president-elect that feels that he has a mandate, and he was elected with approximately 29% of the vote, which means that 71% of the eligible voters in this country did not vote for this president-elect. So my call to action here today, and today I think is also an important milestone. It's New Year's Eve, 2024. Tomorrow will be January 1st, 2025. It is a new year, a new opportunity to make a life that we can be proud of. And the image behind me is a beautiful sunset, sunrise from where I'm located right now in this vast country of ours, and I'm still enjoying life, but I tell you, it's scary for a lot of us in this senior category. I mean, the fears that's being instilled of, cutting back on Social Security, cutting back on Medicare, privatizing the VA, eliminating the Department of Education. My God, I think we could use a little more education in some areas. So anyway, my call to action, back to that, is that, like I said, about 50 million of us here in this senior category, and we can have a big voice. That would be enough to swing any election in any district. So I've left in the description of this here video is a couple of links. One link is to find your representative. That's for your House of Representatives in Congress. And then the other link is to find your senator. And my suggestion and my hope and my call to action is that you'll take a couple of minutes and find their who out your who your representatives are and contact them. Contact them via email. Contact them by snail mail. Contact them by telephone. There will be telephone numbers and email addresses listed in there. So it's simple, it's easy, and if you just if they got 50 million pieces of conversation request to do something like save Social Security, support Social Security, support Medicare, improve it, don't take it away. What is going on here? I don't know. But we need to make our voices heard. Now, I'm not going to try to tell you who to vote for or what to say or anything else. All I'm trying to say is make your voices heard. Whatever that opinion is, whatever that desire is, whatever you would like to see change, make it known. Say it loud. Get out there. We can do it. We can make a difference. We can bring back. Remember the 60s, baby. We had a momentum going. What happened to us? Have we failed? Are we just going to sit back in our rocking chairs and do nothing? Come on, men. Come on, women. Come on, however you identify. I tell you, it's a wild world out there. And hey, we're on the way out. Let's go out as crazy as hell as we can. Because if we don't do it, heck, the next generation coming along isn't going to stand a chance. I think we're the tipping point right here. We can make it go one way or the other. Let's go for freedom. Let's go for helping people have a better life. Oh gosh, we can do it. Please help. Contact your representative today. Contact them tomorrow. Contact them every day. Contact them multiple times a day. We can do it. We can make a difference. We can make a change. We can bring back America to where it ought to be and support the seniors. Okay, go for it. Come on. This is Mike Reynolds signing off. You guys have a wonderful, happy new year. Celebrate hard. Bye for now.